Now, Europe's leading human rights body has urged the Czech Republic to stop surgically castrating sex offenders immediately. The Council of Europe has called the treatment degrading and unnecessary. Czech doctors have come out in defense of the practice, which they call effective. Rosie Johnston reports.
The Czech Republic is the only country in Europe that still uses surgical castration as a possible means of treating sex offenders. On Thursday, the Council of Europe's Anti-Torture Committee released a report condemning the practice. Aleš Butala was one of its authors.
Surgical castration is a mutilating, irreversible intervention and cannot be considered as a medical necessity in the context of the treatment of sex offenders. The intervention removes a person's ability to procreate and has serious physical and mental consequences. And that is why the Committee for the Prevention of Ill-Treatment is of an opinion that surgical castration of detained sex offenders amounts to degrading treatment.
Surgical castration is voluntary in the Czech Republic, but the report's authors questioned just how well-informed patients were in the lead-up to the treatment. Czech sexologist Petr Weiss insists that his patients know all the details before they give their consent.
I think that they are informed on the highest level what is possible. They have on their dispose all literature about castrations in Czech language. And when they don't understand anything, the doctors, they explain them. So I am really sure that there is any information they need on their disposal.
It's been said by the authors of this report, and indeed Czech Minister Michal Kocab, that this surgical castration has not been proven to be 100% effective. Far from. Why would you therefore continue to practice it?
Czech model of treatment is very successful in comparison with the foreign programs, treatment programs. We have in 20 years relapse rate 17%. This result is one of the best in the world. But even better is the result after the castration. When the castration is connected with psychotherapy, there is 0% recidivism rate. No one from our patients after castration in last 30 years relapsed.
Aleš Butala of the Anti-Torture Committee paints a different picture.
The delegation that visited the Czech Republic in March and April came across three cases in which sex offenders had committed serious sex-related crimes, including serial rape and attempted murder, after they had been surgically castrated. So surgical castration is not an effective treatment.
According to the Czech government, some 94 men have been surgically castrated in the past 10 years. Around 300 more have taken part in a chemical castration programme, the likes of which is being tested in Great Britain, France and Poland. The Czech government has said it will not abandon this practice in light of the new report, but the Minister for Human Rights and Minorities, Michal Kocab, has promised a review of the current situation.
Thank you, Rosie Johnson.